WQCMA, repeat, PL1148. WQCMA, repeat, PL1148.
Please check out www.n2row.net for info. The local weather forecast for Thursday, thunderstorms with a high of 88 and a low of 67 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 83 and a low of 63 degrees. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 81 and a low of 67 degrees. Sunday, chance of thunderstorms with a high of 77 and a low of 68 degrees. Monday, chance of thunderstorms with a high of 81 and a low of 70 degrees. NB2A Echolink on.
W2CMA, repeat, PL1148. WQCMA, repeat, PL1148. WQCMA, repeat, PL1148.
This is NB2A repeater on at the link of 24 hours.
WQCMA, repeat, PL1148.
WB2YZX, anyone around for K2IRT net?
Hi Charlie, good evening, how are you? Just getting into the shack here, turning on switches and buttons and dials and monitors and stuff. How's things in your world, man?
Not bad, I can't hang in here long, maybe 10-15 minutes, that's about it, but life is good on this end. Had the LASIK surgery on my eyes the other day, and it's starting to come back. Things are still kind of fogging, but my reading glasses are now totally useless.
Nice, nice. The wife had it a couple of years back, actually, and she's back to reading glasses, but her distance is spot on. Me, I'm just the opposite. My distance is gone, but my up close is fine. I don't need the reading glasses yet. Such a strange organ, the eye.
Exit. All right, Lopez here. Yeah, I don't even care if I have to wear reading glasses. I've been reading for about 15 years or so. So and they did mine. It's like my distance was getting bad. I was walking around in the fog. He said I can adjust your distance and maybe it'll help your maybe you won't need the reading glasses. As of now, I still don't need them. I've been sitting by my computer all day. But I keep grabbing for the things, even though I don't need them. So, Lobby, how you doing? WA2AXZ and equals WB2YZX.
W2FBR Mobile also checking in.
Thank you. I just ran home because I was trying to check in from the bus. I had the handheld. And for some reason now, I'm not even hitting the repeater from my neck of the woods. So, guys, give me 2 minutes. I just walked into the house. Let me throw the dog out so he can do something and uncross his legs, and I'll be right back. WA2AXZ.
Okay, W2FBR, how you doing?
All right, Charlie. How's it going? And I hear Andy in here also, I believe. I hear his melodious voice.
W2FBR Mobile in Holmdel, New Jersey, right across the water. Heading down to the Southern Command Post to visit Mom. Her Southern Command Post. I just adopt it a couple of times a week. And that's about it. I actually made it in here early for a change, or on time, whatever you want to call it. So let me toss it back over to you, Charlie, because evidently you're the ringleader of this clam bake tonight. WB2YZX with the K2IIT group, W2FBR Mobile. All right, W2FBR, WB2YZX. Well, I can't hang in here for too long. I got to be out of here in about 10, 15 minutes anyway, so I figured I'd give a look and see who's hanging around anyway. So let me give it over to Andy, the KF2WR, WB2YZX.
WB2YZX in the group, KF2WR. Hey, Steve, how are you? Nice to hear you in there. And I was just down in Mattawan, actually, and drove back north this way. Went down to a store down there just about an hour ago. Yeah, fine business, Charlie. Things are wacky all over at the work QTH, as you can attest, and probably pretty wacky on your end, too, Steve. But, you know, it is what it is. Just looks like we're going to get a break in this heat. We've been saddled up for a whole month fighting this heat, so it looks like we're going to get a break this week, and very happy about that. KF2WR, Andy in Woodbridge, New Jersey, back over to Net Control.
Okay, for the moment, I guess that's me. Anyone else like to check into the K2IRT net? This is WB2YZX on Staten Island for anyone, anywhere. Okay, guess now. Let's see if Lobby's back. All right, I guess not. Steve, you can pick it up. Yeah, okay, Charlie, very good. While I'm thinking about it, those of you who might be interested, the Transit Museum is running a nostalgia train trip this Saturday, starting, I believe, down at the Transit Museum around 11 o'clock, and we'll be making a run out to Coney Island with the original IND equipment, the R1s and I's. We'll have six cars in the contest, and just figured I'd let everybody know if you're interested. Like I said, we should be picking up passengers down at the Transit Museum down in downtown Brooklyn about, I believe the schedule is calls for 11 o'clock on the AM Saturday morning. Late Saturday morning, so for some reason, I might have mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I've been checking in real late, but I think Lobby said he had something to do, but I'm not sure. But for anyone in the group or anyone in the repeater system that's interested, check out the New York Transit Museum's website through the Evil Empire known as the MTA's website. And look up events. It should be on there. So we got one coming up this Saturday, and another one to the Rockaways using the same IND equipment the end of August. I think it's August 21st. So anyway, that's about it from here as far as radio announcements are concerned. Radio transit related sort of stuff, I guess. Non-radio transit-related stuff. Anyway, let me see. I'll toss it back to Lobby and see if he's back in here while Prince is making signatures outside. WA2AXE, W2FBR, and the K2IRT group.
All right, WA2AXE is back at you again for the K2IRT group there. Just caught the tail end of it there, and in more ways than once, I caught the tail end of it. I got home just in time, because the little dog went out and did what little dogs like to do, so at least he's getting old enough not to leave me any presents in here just yet. Just before I do any more, how well do you hear me?
Pretty good, Lumpy, not bad. A little crackling, but you're all right.
All right, I'm going to try it for low power for a while. Got to find out why. It must be the atmospheric conditions, because I was running the full 6 watts out of the handheld, and I couldn't key the repeater at all. Yeah, got a lot of stuff going on. What day are you doing the old train run again?
Saturday, this coming Saturday. For some reason, I think you told me you might have had something going on, but I figured I'd make the announcement here anyway. We're running the R1 to 9 from the Transit Museum through the usual subway maze, making our way toward Coney Island. I think it's an 11 o'clock pickup down at the Transit Museum. So this trip is a Coney Island trip, and I think next month the trip goes to the Rockaways, where we'll be running the vintage buses. The vintage buses will be meeting the vintage trains, so I think it's August 20th or 21st. I have to check on the date, but yeah, this the one coming up here this coming Saturday, Lobe, is Transit Museum trip to Coney Island.
That explains why they took that 482 car or 485 car out of there. I'm just happy the lights are working in that thing. We had some problems with it a couple weeks ago. They kept on blowing fuses, so the guys had to come in and beat it with a 3-pound hammer to get the lights back on. All right, well, sounds like you're going to have a good time. And Saturday, I'm running the 72 True. So I don't know how I'm going to get out there in time. Just curious, before we go around to the other guys, which route you taking? You taking the F line to Coney Island?
I wish. Unfortunately, no. The F is GO'd to death, and there's all kinds of stuff going on over there, so we can't do that. So we'll be going up the A line to West Forest, going up to 6th Avenue and turning north to 34th and 6th, and then going to Coney Island southbound from there by 6th Avenue. So that's all the details I'm going to give out, but yeah, we'll take it somehow, some way, but we managed to make it down there. Go ahead.
Maybe you'll see me at King's Highway on the Brighton, then. You may see me on King's Highway on the Brighton, and I'll wave as you come by there.
Drop it out now. Take care.
Hey, Charlie. Be good. Be good. Take care of yourself in those eyes, man.
Later, Charlie.
All right. Well, as I said, we'll have to find out what's going on with the handheld. Because it's fully charged, all the frequencies are programmed in, it's set with the tone, and nothing. So I'll plug it into the big antenna out there later to see what's going on. But just got back from the New Yorker Hotel, from room 3327, Tesla's room over there, and had lunch with the chief. Kenny and Joe Cunningham came along. Had a good afternoon over there. By the way, guys, put this on your calendar, too. October 2nd, up in a wonderful place called the New England Wireless Steam Museum in Greenwich, Rhode Island. An open house that can turn on the world's oldest surviving radio station, according to the National Historic Register. Regular radio, a spark gap, it's got just about everything, so I'd be happy to see what that thing's going on. I'm going to put a little note out for the gang, and maybe we can get a few people together from RK2IRT, as well as the 72 Chew. So, let's give it over to Andy. Hello, Andy. Haven't seen you in a month of Mondays. KF2WI, got K2IRT.
K2IRT in the group, KF2WR. Hey, that sounds like a lot of fun, Loeb, going up to the New England Wireless Museum. And that really does. I'll be willing to drive a group if they want. And Well, it's a nice luxury ride. I'll take myself and three others. I'll volunteer them right up now. If anybody wants to join, it'd be my pleasure to drive. KF2W1.
I appreciate it, Andy. I appreciate it. I have to see what I'm going to be doing because the weekend before, I'll be spending about 2 weeks upstate on the Canadian border at Alexandria Bay. And then I have that extra week I was coming back. And what I may do is just getting straight across the state to Maine and then moseying on back down to Brooklyn. And if I had a chance to do that, I'll stop off over in Rhode Island on the way home. Just have to find out if they have a camera on Friday night or Sunday and then go home from there. As I said, have a good day over here in the house, man. Find out where it will go. And nothing else really going on. Who else do we have with us besides Andy and Steve? Do we have anyone else?
KB2VQ check-in.
That's a lot, Lucy. KB2VQ. How you doing, Val? Come on in.
Thank you, Lovey. I just got in to hear Andy pick up in the middle of running back and forth, in and out. So I'm just going to give a shout-out to all that are on board with us tonight. And I'll come back. WA2AXZ, KB2VQ.
Alright, well, definitely. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard there. We're going to see what else is going to happen today. Just happy. Ease as much as the temperature started going down. It's only 83 degrees in the Radio Shack. Oh, no, it's 82.5 now. I turned on the fan, so something good's happening. Turn it back up to Steve, W2FBR. You got the K2IRD group.
K2IRD group, W2FBR. Repeater's a little noisy down this way. I'm coming in on the UHF side of the system. Last transmission okay, because when I unkeyed, I was going down the other side of the hill on the Garden State Parkway, and the repeater was very noisy. Did you miss anything that I need to repeat, or no? Over.
I got pretty much everything. I just made the comment that the main speed of the driver's station on the right station.
You got real noisy that time. Voter must have knocked you out. Try it again.
W2AXZ for K2IRT. No, I said that what we should do is I'll be at King's Highway on the Brighton, and I'll wave to you as you pass by.
Yeah, well, you got part of the trip right. That's where we'll be going. We'll be going that way, so. I'd really like to go via the app, via Culver, but too many GOs going on, so. You know, I'll try and make it a point if I'm on the operating end. I'll send you a whistle salute in your direction, Lobe. Go ahead.
QSL on that, QSL. Well, let's see, if you're leaving the museum, heading to 34th and back again, you're probably not going to be in that neck of the woods till at least noontime.
Well, lucky. Yeah, somewhere between 12 and 1. So, give my best to the gang on the 72 Chew for me. Tell them I'll be with them in spirit, but I'll be museum train mobile. And that's a lot of fun. That's for sure. So, tell the gang I said hello. I'll pass it back over to Charlie, because I think Charlie was mentioning that he had to take off in a few minutes. So, Val, by the way, hello. Didn't want to think that I forgot about you. Go ahead, Charlie, in case you have to bail out. WA2YZX. W2FBR Mobile in the group.
Yeah, Steve, Charlie bailed out already. He said 73s and ran. Apparently, he said he had some operation on his eyes there, so I wish him all the best there, and we'll be seeing him soon. Hopefully, he'll be seeing us soon, too. Now, let's turn it back over to Val, WB2VEQ. How doing, Val?
Doing fine, Lovey. That's KB2VEQ. The W is on your side. Hi, Steve. How are you? I hope you're doing fine. I hope the museum train goes well with you this weekend. I'm just on standby waiting for YXL to come out around so I can put the bicycle in the back. My sister-in-law is taking a bicycle back, so she has to get it fixed. Some kind of repair has to be done, so I have to do the big lift, but I'm going to stay around, so I may go in and out. As soon as she gives the okay, I'll go out and then drop that in and come back in. The repeat is a little choppy, but I hope I'm coming through all right with you guys. WA2AZKB2VEQ.
No problem at all, Val. You sound great. 5x5, 5x9. Pick a 5, any 5. Whoops. My icon just kicked in over here. Just taking it nice and easy myself. I just got back from the super secret AC8UG and a J. Birthday party in Ohio Pyle, Pennsylvania, on the border of Wisconsin. The gang had a great weekend there. The rockabilly music and the good food, and of course that strange stuff and the unmarked bottles really made things go quite nicely. Matter of fact, one of the guys let me have a bottle to come home. And it's an interesting brew, and they call it apple pie. Tastes just like that. You just don't smoke around here. Back to you, KB. Let's go over to Andy, KFTWR.
Fine business, Cake Andy, KF2WR. Hey, Loeb, watch that brew there. That could be some pretty interesting stuff. Would certainly keep that away from any big, those hot tubes you got over there, that amplifier, for sure. There should be some sort of a campsite up near there that could take you and your accommodations for that night. Is this like an event they're throwing up there?
Yeah, it's, I get this every year. There's two big events. They have one in Kent, Connecticut, during the weekend when I'm upstate New York. I've been to that, and Bob Schmidt's been to that one in Kent, Connecticut. And we had a heck of a good time. But this is a big one now that's up in Rhode Island. And it also hooks in not only the steam engines and the stationary engines, but the ham radio and the radio transmission, too. So I haven't been to this one yet, but this is what it's called. It's called Yankee Steam Up. Steam Up. If you want to get any information, bear with me 1 second. Let me turn the page. Here we go. Come on. Reach down. You know, when you look for a website, there's a website.
Yeah, I'm on the website now. NEMSM.org, it looks like.
What? Yeah, NEWSM at NEWSM.org. So you got it already. Yeah, so they should be able to give you all the information.
Nice. This should be a lot of fun. Like I said, I'll drive. I can take 3 passengers from this area. Not a problem.
All right. Well, what happens? Keep it on the burner, all of us, and maybe we'll get together. I'll make the announcement on 160 meters tonight. And then I'll do the announcement tomorrow on the 72 Chew and try to get the gang together. We have a lot of guys on the 72 Chew in the Connecticut, Boston, Massachusetts area, New Hampshire and the like, and it's just a hop, skip, and a jump away. Again, for ID, this is K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting here every Thursday from 8 to noon. No, no, we're not that bad. From 8 to 9 o'clock or so, depending on how much traffic we have. You don't have to be a member to join. Just check in and be part of the fun. Let me just take a pause for a second and see if anyone else wants to join us. Again, this is K2IRT, Irritable, Rundown, and Tired.
And 2OKB, Orange County, New York. Good evening, Lobby. This is N2OKB in Orange County. Good evening from my station to everyone present. Over to you.
I have to say one thing. Your sound is so impressive. I was taken back. It sounds like you're sitting next to me. How you doing?
Well, we finally found a way to link to you guys from my home QTH up here in Orange County. It's unbelievable. I hear you guys like if you were sitting here in my living room, Lobby. How are you doing? How's your retirement? It must be great, yeah?
Well, I tell you, I retired back January 2nd. Unfortunately, it doesn't feel like I've retired at all because between the museum work and the research and the archive work, I haven't left. I do take a lot of time, let's say from Thursday until Monday, these long weekends, to get up and get out. But pretty much I'm still doing my thing here in the city. So what's going on with you? As I said, I'm just curious, how did you find the link?
Okay, Lobby, I did some research. And I found the node number for the Echo Link system that is connected through one of the links into the system. And it worked. It took me quite a while, believe me. It's not listed anywhere. And I started searching here, there, and I was conducting an experiment today since earlier this afternoon, and I said, this got to be it. And I said, I'm going to wait until the net starts to see if I hit any of the guys on the K2IRT Amateur Radio Club. And yes, there you guys were. You know, so I hit it right on the dot. I got it. The note is 58497. So if anyone listening and want to get connected from far away on the Echo Link, that's the note. Over to you, Lobby.
All right, I like that. I like that, especially how clear it is. So you found a jewel there, and you know, I'm going to take a look at that myself. Yeah, something's happened over here. At one time, I used to be able to hit the repeater from Brooklyn with the handheld. And I tried earlier at the beginning of the session, and my handheld wouldn't hit a thing. So I'm going to have to see what happened. Maybe they moved the repeater again or made some changes and the like. But it's great hearing from you. Yeah, I was up at 53rd Street, said hi to Mr. Rogers, saw what was going on up there, and had a little bit of a runaround, historic runaround. Let's turn it back up to you one more time, and then we'll go down the list.
You
got K2IRT back to N2OKV.
Okay, Lobby, I'm going to be short. I'm going to take the opportunity to say hello to the friends. I don't know how many of them are there in the background listening, hoping that Blake Neville was listening. Into our into OQA, and of course my friend, boy, I always forget his name, but he knows who I'm talking about. He's been listening. This is Enzo OQB. Well, guys, nice to make your acquaintance here on K2IRT night. And from Orange County, you know, it's impressive. You know, I didn't have the idea that I was going to be able to link to you guys tonight. I'm to give you an idea that I'm located in Orange County, Monroe, New York. And it's approximately 55 to 60 miles north of New York City. And it's very impressive, you know, how the system is set up. Lobby, pass it over to you, and then you could continue with the net. And to Kibbe, over to the net control.
All right, KZ, K2IRT. Well, definitely, again, you have a winner there. I haven't talked to Neville in a while, and I'm going to give Andy a shot and find out how Neville is, too, because when I go up to 53rd Street, you know, a lot of the guys are on the fixed shift over there, and I really don't get a chance to see the guys too much. But definitely, I'm going to take a good look at that that website and see how that echo link works, because it really did quite nicely over there. There seemed to be a little delay in you keying up and keying in the repeater, but that's something we all can live with, because, again, the audio quality, the sound was fantastic. So we're clear with you, and we'll pick up him. Let's go down to KF2WR, Andy.
Fine business, Andy, KF2WR here on Woodbridge, N2OKV, welcome on board, and, man, that Echo Link has got some system. You're in it's like you're in the room with the repeater. Your audio's full quieting, and just a wonderful sound. And I got to figure out how to work that Echo Link. I never had the chance to play with it. So I'll get right back in a minute. I'm a little busy. KF2, WR.
All right, Andy, and we'll go down to Steve's W2FBR on the Jersey Shore. How you doing, Steve? It's all yours.
Okay, well, we're very good. Let me see if I got it here. Alrighty, the net conditions must be pretty decent tonight. I'm actually in Belmont now. Not the best. Couple guys would like to know. And right at the moment from your mom's house, so, I don't have a whole lot to say. I just wanted to wish everybody well. Hope everyone's been faring in the heat all right. It's terrible. Especially working outside in 7th Street Yard. It's been vicious. The heat just, not only does it beat down on you, it reflects back up from you from the ballast and the roadbed and the rails and creosote ties and everything else. So, but you know what? I'm still enjoying it. I have the best train set in the world. The overbird, the 1-to-1 scale. Anyway, I'm going to bail out of here. I'm going to wait for Mom to come on out. And we're going to go to grab some late supper here. So, everybody, be well, 7-3, and God bless. And we'll, I guess we'll catch you here next. All goes well. And we'll have some kind of a report on how the trip went this coming Saturday. So have a good night, everybody. I'm gonna check out of here. Here comes Mom now. W2AHC, have a good night there, Lobie and the rest of the gang. This is W2FBR. I'll be reading the mail. I'll be riding along in the radio sidecar.
All right, Steve. Say hi to your mom for me. Give her all our best, and we'll hear you on this thing here. And again, once you start playing with trains like we play with trains, what did I say years ago? You know, for the man who works with trains, it's Christmas all year round. So with all the problems and all the hiccups that we have to attend to, it's still one of the most satisfying jobs we ever had, no matter what. I had a lot of fun doing what I did. I'm sure Andy has a lot of fun doing it. Headaches and all, then we'll take it. Again, this is K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. We'll turn it over to Val now. KB2VEQ. See, I had to write it down, Val. I'm lucky I can remember my name. Go ahead.
Roger that, and as far as the memory is concerned, I think Frank was talking about me. He couldn't think of my name. Poor Frank. That's all right, Frank. I know you meant well, and a heartfelt hello to you out there and on Echo Link. I just wanted to let you know I'm going to back out here for about 5 minutes, and I'll get back with you guys. I think my sister-in-law brought a bike around, so I got to load it in the van, and I'll be right back with you. WA2AXC, KB2VEQ, and a hello to Frank out there in 20KB. I'm going to stand on the side for a minute, and I'll be back. Take over, Lobie.
Okay, you know, Frank, I know him as Mr. C. That's what we'll do. All right, go load up the bike, and we'll just fly some time over here. But, again, when I have a chance, I'm going to try to plug in the handheld and see if the handheld keys the repeater. Matter of fact, you know something? Since everybody's taking a quick standby, it'll take me 15 seconds to hook this thing up. Let me just take a quick standby and try the handheld and see how far I get. We got K2IRT with WA2AXZ at the mic.
KB2BQ and 2RKB.
I think KB2VEQ just stepped away for a second there.
Oh, okay, no problem. Sorry, I just wanted to apologize. I forgot your name momentarily. We know each other for so long. We even have a conversation on the phone, and I can't forgive myself for forgetting his name. Wow, Chapman, yeah, definitely. Oh, my goodness, how can I do this? But anyway, you understand me. It happens sometimes. I'm going to be on the standby here. They're going to wait for Lolly to come back. This is November 2 after Kilo Bravo. And I wonder where you guys are. All the stations are present on the net tonight.
All right, you got WA2AXZ back to you there, N2OKB. Do you copy me?
I'm telling you, man, I got a copy of the station, like, if it was sitting here at my dining table where I'm speaking from, and it's unbelievable. It sounds so local to me here. Crystal clear, not a single background noise. It's incredible what this digital system is doing.
We'll definitely have to explore that. Yeah, I'm using the handheld now. I've got the external mic, and I'm plugged right into the diamond antenna on the roof. So all you have is 5 watts from this little beastie, and that's it. So let me find out if Andy still copies me. Andy, you still copying me on the handheld?
Yeah, Bobby, you're making the repeater without any problem whatsoever with that handheld. It might be, what were you using, a ducky on there?
Yeah, but, again, I never had a problem. I used to be able to sit on the back porch and do this, and, I went to the front of the house, and it's wide open over there, and I couldn't hit the repeater, so, something's brewing over here. We'll have to see what it is.
Got an Excel. Be right back to you.
That's dangerous when that thing goes off. Alright, it's just you and me temporarily, but I'm just happy to see that the handheld is doing its thing and it's working. I'm going to stay on the handheld till the battery dies, and then I'll do a charge and let the thing take off from there. Again, this is K2IRT for the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group, and again, if anyone wants to join us, check in. Come on in.
W2JLH, Whiskey 2 Juliet, Lima Hotel, do you copy?
No problem. Crystal clear. Good evening. How you doing?
Good evening. Name is Joe. Located up in the Bronx. Just
scanning through, heard you guys, and just wanted to say hello. Sound great. Sound great.
I appreciate that, Joe. My name here is Lobey. Larry Oscar Bravo Yankee, Lobey. And I'm down here at King's Plaza by the Flatbush Avenue, all the way at the end of Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. And that's for Frank, too. So Frank knows where I'm transmitting. Everybody knows where I'm transmitting. Andy is out in Woodbridge, New Jersey, KF2WR. He had the break off. He had an emergency call on his Nextel there. And let's see. Val is over in Queens, New York, near the Grand Central Parkway. And Steve, W2FBR, is on the Jersey Shore. So get a chance to see that. We're pretty well spread over the corridor here, guys.
Ah, very good, very good. Yes. Yeah, I've been off the air for a few years. Just recently got back into the hobby about maybe 3 weeks ago. So I do remember this repeater. Yeah, it's amazing. RF is amazing. It never ceases to amaze me what these radios can do.
QSO on that, without a doubt, without a doubt. That's the fun part about ham radio and the mysteries of radio, that once you get into it, it's like a little addiction. You can't stop. But, yeah, we've been on here. K2IRT's been on here pretty much since 2004. And getting together every Thursday night. And it depends on who's around at the time. You may hear a group of guys. You may only hear one guy because everybody's working. A lot of guys are retired. So we come in from time to time and have a chat. We do have a monthly meeting after the summertime where we get together and do a face-to-face at the beginning of the month. And we start discussing all our plans and schemes for whatever we decide to do, field day and whatever else. All right, well, welcome aboard. You got WA2AXZ for K2IRT.
Yeah, Paulie, just for a quick check.
Hey, go ahead, Steve.
Copyable, fully readable. You're a good solid signal coming out here. I'm located out by Fort Monmouth in New Jersey, out by the Sandy Hook area.
QSL, I'm over by Flatbush Avenue, King's Plaza, so I'm right across the water. So we're hitting the repeater and sending the signals right across Coney Island to you.
You're doing a very nice job. Very clean signal coming out of the repeater for you.
I appreciate it, Bill. Name here is Lobey, L-O-B-Y, Larry Oscar, Bravo Yankee. And believe it or not, I just turned off the base rig, and I'm using my handheld connected to the diamond antenna on the roof. So this is a little ICOM handheld, T7H. It does the job, and I had a little problems earlier, the rubber ducky antenna. Usually it was able to get me into the repeater when I was at the house in the front of the back, and it just wasn't keying it. So I'll hook it up here just to see if the thing works, and it does. So, Bill, what's up with you this evening? Anything good going on?
No, negative. Kind of quiet. Did a little bit of antenna work over the weekend, and taking a break. Just got in from work about half an hour ago, and I figured I'd turn this on and to see if I could reach anybody. I think I'm coming through the 440 repeater in Bronx.
Oh, all right. I'm on the 2-meter repeater. What is it? The one? Well, I'm transmitting a 144-630, but that's the 145-230 frequency in the Brooklyn area. Listen, I'm very happy. The repeater seems to have straightened out somewhat. For the past couple of months, maybe halfway into the conversation, a lot of intermod, a lot of interference caused some problems, but now it seems to be behaving itself quite nicely. All right. Well, again, this is K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, and we meet here every Thursday night. You're more than happy to hang around with us, guys.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I did hear you guys in there last week, and it was some nice, interesting conversation. I know that my grandfather on my mother's side was a big, I guess, a roustabout for the elevated subways in New York City back in the 20s.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That must have been something. I work with the Transit Museum since I retired from there. I worked for the subway for 40 years, and I'm working in the Transit Museum now. And definitely, if you have any decent stories, pictures, artifacts, you know, the Transit Museum would love to see it.
You know, I went through some of my mom's stuff. She passed away years ago, but some of his memorabilia may just be there, and I sure would like to, if it's worthwhile, turn it over to you guys if I could find it.
Yeah, appreciate it. What you do is, if you check out K2IRT on the QRZ webpage, or my call letters, WA2AXZ, Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu. Again, we've been putting more and more stuff in the museum over the past many years. Matter of fact, one of the other retirees just was up there and gave us a beautiful 1900 hand-carved emergency alarm gong. It looks like this old fire alarm gong that we used in the substations, and we added that to the museum collection. So definitely what we'll do is we make sure that your name and your family name is attached to it. So if it ever does go on display, you guys get the credit for it, guys.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice. I'm sure that my great-grandfather would at least appreciate getting the stuff into the museum. I do remember some old photographs and some other documents to go back. And he had a lot to do with the elevated, I guess, way back then. So honestly, if I could find anything, we'd be glad to turn it over to you guys. It's just, I haven't seen it in about 30 years.
Well, I tell you, all that old memorabilia is disappearing, and people have been aging out and have sadly been passing away.
and some of the families don't know what to do with it, and they throw the stuff out. And it's a shame because a lot of that history is lost. And again, I just retired. I put 40 years in the subway. I caught the tail end of the 3rd Avenue L in the Bronx, and used to work in the power stations up there, and had a chance to walk on those rickety old L's, and it was just an amazing construction there. Right now, we still have some elevated lines in the BMT and the IRT, maybe not as old, but they're trying to keep up the tradition somewhat, and if New York City knows what's good for it, they won't get rid of it. Just had a story the other day that Chicago is doing a tremendous amount of work rehabilitating their L's, and that's a piece of their history that's going to be around for many, many years to come. All right, Bill. Again, I appreciate it, and again, if you want to contact me, you can just check out the QRZ website or just my call letters at ARRL, WA2AXZ@ARRL, and we'll get back to you there. Let me just see. Let's go down the list. It's almost close to the top of the hour. And let's see if Andy came back. KF2WR, K2IRT. Open up the series, Andy.
WA2AXZ in the group, KF2WR, Andy from Woodbridge, New Jersey. But I got to go break out a 201 print. You remember those days in the middle of the night. Anyway, while I got you, just want to let you know, next Friday, Friday the 6th, I believe, the comedy club across the street from this office that we know at 53rd is going to be having transit workers in there at the comedy club. And a friend of ours, Pete, from Labor Relations, is doing a skit up there that night. So a bunch of us are going to stay next Friday and go over to the comedy club. So if you just, like, might want to join us. So let me go get my prints and take care of business on this end. This is KF2WR wishing everybody a good evening, 73, and I'll talk to you all later.
All right, Andy, I'll try to make it. The 6th I'm going to be, believe it or not, all over the East River Powerhouse at 14th Street. So I'm going to see if I can make it. I'll talk to you during the week. Go catch those prints and let's see if we can fix whatever needs to be fixed. We're clear with KF2WR. Let's go down and see if Val came back. KB2VEQ, Val, are you back with us?
Roger that, Lovie. Back here. Just needed a minute to throw the bicycle in the back. They're doing all right. They're taking it on to the shop. Well, I got a chance. I guess this time really went by pretty fast. It's supposed to have been an hour. I know I came in a little late. I wish I could have joined you in talking about the campgrounds. I did check out the ones on my side up in the Poconos. I stopped by there 4th of July weekend, and they said that they would be glad to have us up there, no problem. And it's the second exit past Delaware Water Gap up going toward Bushkill. And if anybody's interested in that, maybe we could lay out a trip to go up there. It was really nice up there. They got a water world on the inside and a swimming pool outside and all the amenities that I guess the rest of them have. And had fun walking Dylan in and around the property, and that was really nice. So I hope your puppy's doing good, and I'm just going to say 73, and good night, and God bless one and all, WA2AXZ, KB2VEQ, and also if Frank is with us, have a good one, Frank, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Frank, you want to get back to Val one more time? Go ahead. Apparently Frank cleared, and we'll say good night to him. And Val, if you want, send me an email. Send me an email, and I'll send you a couple of quick pictures, because I've been spending a lot of time on weekends away with the Basset Hound. We went up to Woodstock, New York 2 weeks ago, and we toured that whole village up there by Woodstock, pretty much where Chelsea Clinton's having a wedding. And then last weekend we spent it over at the West Virginia border near Ohio Town, and had a heck of a good time there.
Believe it or not, I'm taking a break. I'm not going anywhere this weekend. You know, all this traveling takes the heck out of you, so I'm just going to hang out. I'll go visit my grandson and see my other daughter, see what's going on over there, and that's it. Val, all my best to you and the family. You have a great day and a great week, and we'll catch you on the radio. We're clear with KB2VEQ. See, I remembered. And let's go over to Steve, W2FBR. Steve, you still with us? We got nothing from Steve. We'll see if Joe is still with us. W2JCH from the Bronx.
Yes, W2JLH, Whiskey 2 Juliet Lima Hotel, returning. And thank you very much for the invitation. Very interesting conversations. I see that most likely most of the people on the net are transit workers, probably, most likely, and that's great. That always fascinated me, so I'm going to have to stop by the website and check out some information and go see the museum. I would love to see that. Always fascinated me. My brother-in-law used to be an auxiliary police, and he told me stories at the foot of the Williamsburg Bridge that there's like this big round circle. It seems like the trains used to come and they used to turn them around. That always fascinated me. But anyway, I don't want to tie it up. Back over to you, sir. W2JLH.
All right, Joe, sorry about that. W2JLH. I can't read my own writing. I'm writing in a combination of German, Chinese, Swahili, so I have to look at it there. But definitely, I know what you're talking about. We have pictures in the museum of that area. And it was a train turnaround, and it was also the major hub. It was the major hub for all the trolley lines in Brooklyn. They had 20 tracks. They had train sheds and walkways there. And before we had the Williamsburg Bridge, that was also a very big ferry terminal. So the people used to take the trolley down to that neck of the woods and then jump on the trolley and head out. So definitely, I know what you're talking about. All right. Again, Joe, if you need any information, check out K2IRT on the QRZ webpage. And if you need any other information, just email me, wa2axz@arl.net. Again, that's my call letters, wa2axz@arl.net. All right. We're clear with you, Joe. You have a great evening, and we'll catch you again next weekend. Next weekend. Hey, that's the problem about being retired. Every day just rolls into the next. And we'll see if Bill wants to say 73. KC2ZUT. Come on in, Bill.
Good evening, Moby and members of the net. I heard you guys in there last week, and I thought it was kind of impressive. You guys really had some nice conversations, and it's good to hear that. The net's used for really what it's supposed to be all about. It's nice to hear. I do, as you were talking earlier about the museum we were at, it's very interesting. I'm a senior planner for the State Police of New Jersey, Emergency Management, and we have a museum, and I happened to visit the other day and look at some of the old equipment, some of the old pictures of the back of the 20s. So it's good to see somebody keeping the history.
No, I agree, Bill. It's funny about our museum. Our museum was only supposed to be a one summertime thing in 1976 when they had the American Bicentennial, and we took over the Court Street train station in Brooklyn, and they thought we were just going to have it for one year, one summertime, and once the Bicentennial was over, it would fold up, never to come back. It was so successful that it kept on building and building and building, to where now we have the whole station pretty much occupied with rolling stock, old trains, the wooden cars from the L's to the steel cars, with, I call them the bologna slicer fans on the ceiling. You've got that. We also have a tremendous amount of exhibit space upstairs,
We have a new one now that just celebrates all the artwork that goes into rebuilding the train stations. You